Monday edition of What's on Your Mind, live and direct from Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. We'll be telling you about some of the great packages they put together for folks here at Chase on the Lake, including the Thanksgiving weekend special that is just fantastic. So stick around this hour to find out more about that throughout the program. It is Monday, the 18th of November. A shout out to all those good folks in Thief River Falls, Minnesota that I was with on Saturday up at the Ralph Engelstad Arena. A patriotic group of folks. In fact, here it is, Thief River Falls. It's the second weekend of the deer season. And the place was packed. I was very impressed. And by the way, folks from Roseau and War Road and all throughout northwest Minnesota, some of the local Thief River folks said that a lot of folks here, but not a lot from Thief River. And I said, hey, to get a crowd like this on a Saturday is pretty extraordinary. Mark Skogerbo is here. Mark, the Freedom Poet. Mark, did you have a good weekend?
Very pleasant. Very pleasant. Even went for a lengthy walk, bundled up appropriately, and got her done.
If he is, I don't hear him. I left him home. Left him back to...
Can you hear me?
Watch over the studio on the home front.
Are you there?
I am now. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I think I've always been fine. But it's amazing sometimes you speak and nothing comes out. But I had a lovely time until I watched Ponder implode, but the Wild made up for it. But anyway, we'll get to that later. I had a very nice weekend.
You know, the Vikings are rather sad, aren't they?
Grim,
yeah.
Yeah. It was. Of course, Seattle's pretty stout, but anyway, three possessions in a row, they had interceptions. Ponder might have flung his last goose.
And he started out halfway strong and ends up getting sacked, huh? Sacked and literally as in benched. Put him aside.
As in benched, yep. Two possessions in a row, he throws a... You know, his turnovers resulted in 17 points. Other than that, it's a ball game. You know, it was a very tough team he played, but nonetheless, not good.
Not good at all.
And the Wild are looking grand. But anyhow, that's sort of for later thought. But tremendous tornadoes, whole neighborhoods crushed in Illinois. And
reminded me
the Bears
very much
had to hide.
It reminded me very much of the... tornadoes down in Oklahoma, where communities were just unrecognizable, you know? Unbelievable.
Really tough.
It really was. So that certainly was the big story of the weekend. Very sad. Smaller communities in Illinois just ransacked with quite a weekend of horrible weather. So we certainly feel for those folks as well.
But you had a good time at Thief River, huh?
I did, yes. It was marvelous and a great turnout and really... spent a lot of time talking about Common Core and Agenda 21 and connecting the dots and a few issues with folks up there. But more than anything, it's great to see such a robust group of folks that are really that Northwest Minnesota Tea Party group. Barb Sherbstead and her entire group up there, Kay Steiger and Merlin. There's a wonderful patriotic group of folks, so it was great to be with them on Saturday. Even though I missed a birthday party for Maria's uncle, Kenny Berg. Lignite, North Dakota. In fact, when you get to be 90, Mark, you get to have a birthday party on both ends of the state. So they did one in Fargo over the weekend, and then doing another one out west a little later on. So, but he deserved it.
Yeah, that's great.
One of our KTGO listeners out there in the oil patch, beautiful Lignite, North Dakota. So that was fun. But an event I missed. Most of the family was there, but I was up in Thief River Falls, but I posted a Facebook page about it, or a picture on the Facebook page if you want to check that out.
Oh, I did.
Craig Cobb is this white supremacist that has been in the news out of Leith, North Dakota, probably the big story outside of the Vikings implosion yesterday and the national weather story with the tornadoes. That's the big North Dakota story. He and this other fellow that have been in trouble recently with the law, making a ruckus at the city council meeting, running around, come on over, Brian, running around Leith, North Dakota with shotguns, for crying out loud. Now, we've had a little debate about this whole ordeal, and some folks defend Craig Cobb as saying, look, until he does anything wrong, until he, you know, I don't agree with him, but you can't, this is America, you can't go to jail for your opinions. Well, I think he's crossed that line now, and this is what everybody feared. You know, when you're running around terrorizing folks, and they have photos of it, I mean, this is not much in question here. I think he has officially crossed the line. So we're going to spend a little time on that today as well. So lots of ground to cover. Of course, the Obamacare thing dominating the national scene as well over the weekend. Even Dems skeptical of the plan. Got to give credit to Colin Peterson, who joined two other Minnesota Democrats along with the Republicans on that bill that passed on Friday that would essentially force the president to keep his promise. So we'll talk about that, too, in just a little bit. Brian Burggraf is here, who is the general manager of Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Great to be back at Chase, Brian. How are you?
Great. Scott, great to have you back here again at Chase.
Always, a wonderful time to come to Chase. And we're out here today because we want folks to take a look at some of the great packages and specials you put together, especially for Thanksgiving weekend. What do you got planned?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great weekend. A week and a half away, a little bit later in November this year. That's perfect. Plenty of time for people to book those reservations. We've got a great Thanksgiving Harvest Buffet on Thursday from 11 to 3 o'clock. If you're on the package, you get to participate in that with all the great carved turkey, ham, and all the fixins, as they say. And then on Friday, the town of Walker is lit up with a parade downtown through Walker. They light up all the storefronts. The Chase will be all lit up with all the Christmas decorations. And then Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus come to town on Saturday. And that's just what's going on outside in downtown Walker. And we've got a lot of other little activities going on throughout the property itself. Of course, we've got open bowling, ornament making, cookie decorating, you name it. We probably got it going on. So just a great weekend to get away and spend a little time up here in Walker.
That sounds good. And great entertainment right here in the 502, huh?
You got that right.
So that sounds like fun. And, of course, the nice thing about Chase on the Lake packages is, you know, they're all inclusive. So go to chaseonthelake.com and you'll find all the different package details. But you got three nights, your choice of a classic hotel room or a classic condo, and then all the goodies, plus that wonderful meal, the Thanksgiving buffet at the 502, and that looks just great.
That's right. That's right. Hope you can make it, Scott.
The chef is busy preparing a wonderful meal.
She is. She is. She's got everything. She'll be ordering everything this week, and her and the rest of the crew are all excited.
That is fantastic. So that sounds like a blast. And, of course, I'm just looking through the list here. We're talking about Thanksgiving weekend. We'll tell you more about these packages as we go. But there's the Griswold Christmas Vacation Package, Christmas Breakaway Savings, New Year's Celebration Packages. We're going to talk with Teresa in a little bit about the weekend retreat.
The weekend retreat coming up here in April.
In the spa, which sounds like fun. There's also a November spa special as well. And so a lot of different things happening around the wonderful award-winning Aveda Spa here at the Chase on the Lake as well. So it's a good time. It's very relaxing, and I always call Walker, Minnesota, like right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. It's a great time to come and relax, isn't it?
It is, and with the Griswold Family Christmas package we have coming up here in the first week in December, you can actually come and cut down your own tree right here in Chippewa National Forest. It's a concept that's been going around for years. We actually purchase the permit that you tag the tree with, and we give you a few ideas of where to go. We won't go cut it down for you, but just like Clark Griswold did in Family Vacation, you actually go out there with your family truckster and put the tree right on top of the car.
That's so great. Yeah, and so everything you need to do all of that, the permit included.
Permit included.
Even an ugly sweater contest.
Yeah, ugly sweater contest, yeah.
Clark Griswold.
Maybe even Eddie will show up.
Clark Griswold will be proud. And I also love what you're doing with the gingerbread house and all the goodies that folks can make as well. Send you home with holiday cookies and holiday treats, and so lots of fun. And that's a two-night lodging package. That's December 6th and 7th. So you can find all these at chaseonthelake.com, and there's some great deals. You can also call them at 1-888-CHASE-06. 88-CHASE-06 is that telephone number. Just tell them you're looking for one of these specials and take it in. So Great way to go. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Thanks for having us again, Brian, and we'll be chatting with you throughout the morning to tell folks about more of the great packages and deals going on right here.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you. Brian Burgraff and his team at Chase on the Lake will take just fabulous care of you folks if you're looking for a little getaway weekend. And remember that Thanksgiving weekend special. Hard to believe, but as Brian said, we're a week and some change away from that day. More coming up from Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Steve Bakken will be here in just a moment. He and I will talk about the situation in Leith, North Dakota. Took another twist over the weekend when we come back and detail more of what's coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What's on your mind today? More about some of the fun things coming up at Chase. Talk about that spa retreat in just a little bit. Steve Bakken and I will be chatting about the latest in the ongoing, very sad saga out of Leith, North Dakota today, coming up here in a little bit. Stay tuned for that. By the way, Linda Walker among our guests today, the mother of Drew Shadeen. And hard to believe, but that has been 10 years. And now there are reports that Alfonso Rodriguez's comments in jail have pretty much removed any semblance of a defense for him and his ongoing appeals on death row. Imagine the pain of a mother going through that again and again and again. So we'll talk about that coming up on the program as well a little later on today. Also, the latest on Obamacare and much more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Steve Bakken is here. So what's your take on what happened at Leith over the weekend?
Unbelievable. Which part? I mean, first I heard some stories about a reality show wanting to come to North Dakota and follow this saga and turn it into a reality show. And then now, of course, the arrests for terrorizing. Kind of makes me wonder, though. I'm going to reserve judgment until we get all the details. It's kind of a fine line between, okay, was it terrorizing and was there terrorizing going on, or was it somebody on their own private property just carrying a gun?
Well, I mean, the photos disprove that, right? I mean, I'm looking right now at the two of them walking down. It doesn't look like they're on their own property. It looks like they're walking the streets. Walking through the streets, carrying firearms in the small town, is how it's described in the news reports.
Well, the other question then is, do they have concealed carry permits?
Yeah, but again, even if they did, you can't go around and terrorize people.
Well.
And they're walking around with rifles.
You know, North Dakota's got open carry as well, as long as they're not loaded.
See, the story here says Leith City Councilman Lee Cook said he was outside his home Saturday with Greg Bruce, the city's website administrator, looking for a location to install surveillance cameras due to concerns for his family's safety since Cobb moved to town. Within about 10 minutes, Cobb and this other fellow, Keenan Dutton, this is a guy that went off at the city council meeting not long ago, approached them carrying a rifle and a shotgun, staying on the street but coming right up to Cook's property line. We were more than 10 feet away. Held the guns high, then lowered them. Didn't speak, did not point the guns directly at the men. Dutton, he had the gun in a position where he was ready to shoot. I just looked right at him and didn't say a thing and picked up the phone and called 911. Cobb and Dutton then continued walking through the streets of Leith, carrying their firearms with a woman believed to be Dutton's wife, Deborah Dutton, following with a cell phone camera. Took at least an hour before the Grant County Sheriff's Office arrived. They just walked around like they owned the town. The whole point was they're trying to drive people out by terrorizing them. Bruce said Cobb and Dutton followed a local woman around town with their guns and yelled obscenities at her. It's all intimidation, Bruce said. Deputies arrested Cobb and Dutton about 2:45 at Cobb's home. Bruce took photos of the arrest and of the men walking through the streets. Cobb and Dutton were being held in the Mercer County Jail awaiting a bond hearing. So, I guess we're going by eyewitness reports here.
I'm still going to throw this back on, and I'm a little apprehensive on this, because how easy would it be for somebody that, you're completely within your rights, you do have a concealed carry permit, somebody going, well, I'm uncomfortable and I'm terrorized that they're carrying a gun. That's a little slippery slope for me. Even though they're legal, completely within their rights, if somebody were to say that, how do you draw that line? Well, what is terrorizing? That's a very fine line to me.
Yeah, I'm not going to defend these guys in any way, shape, or form. And I just don't know how you go through the streets of the town, brandishing weapons, yelling at people. That's terrorizing. That's what they're intending to do. They aren't just a couple of guys out there trying to mind their own business. They're going up confronting people with their guns. I think you have what you need in the way of ammunition to ask them to move on. But we're going to tackle that debate today. The war on Christmas has started early as well. Talk a little bit about that. Doesn't take long. Always comes out there. So we'll tackle on that story today and much more on What's On Your Mind. Looking forward to chatting about that, Steve. And we'll let the audience settle this one between us. Steve says, hey, what's the big deal? To me, this is exactly what we were worried about. But we'll get your take on that more coming up on the program.
And a little kudos kudos to all the Cota Bowl participants this past weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly right.
East-West Bath, we're going.
Sounds good. All right, we'll chat with you later, sir. Teresa's here from the award-winning Aveda Spa, the Copper Door Spa at Leech on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Now, tell me about this retreat. What do you got planned?
You know, this is going to be a great weekend. This is something, it'll be our first one here at the Chase. We're hoping to do two of them a year, one in the spring, one in the fall. The first one's going to be April 11th and 12th, that weekend. And it's just going to be a really fun weekend with staying at the Chase. You are also going to get spa service in the spa. Also, it'll just be a fun two-day weekend for women. It's just all about, we have Keyline speakers coming in, life coaches, some really great novelists from Minneapolis coming up. We'll have yoga, meditation classes. We'll have a lot of local vendors here with things for sale, which will be fun. Nutritionists. We're going to do some great chef demo cooking classes. And then in the evening, of course, wine tasting.
Of course,
so
wine tasting, she says.
Great,
gotta have a little wine tasting in there.
Yeah, it's going to just be a great, relaxing weekend, you know, just to get to know other people, enjoy the area, enjoy the Chase.
And the nice thing is you're letting us know well in advance so folks can circle their calendars. And
absolutely. We're going to really get this out there early because I think it's really, we're going to have a really good turnout. There's, it should be really a great weekend.
Okay, so tell us the dates again.
April 11th and 12th, that weekend, and it should be online soon.
Okay, so circle the date, save the date, and of course, watch chaseonthelake.com for that date as well, and in addition to all the wonderful services you have in the spa, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and that's what will be great about this. You know, you'll get to come into the Copper Door Spa during this fun weekend.
And if you haven't taken that in, that's in and of itself great. Plus, it sounds like a lot of wonderful resources to improve your life.
It will, and we'll have Aveda on board, which will be a special treat, too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back a little later on this hour and get us updated on all the wonderful services you have in the spa, will you?
Shall do. Thanks, Gus.
Thank you, Teresa. We are live at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota today. And that sounds like fun, a spa retreat. Brian will be back a little later on to tell you more about the wonderful packages going on, including Thanksgiving weekend coming up here at Chase on the Lake. We'll continue with What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hennon here. Will you come on a trip with me? Let's start by gazing into your favorite Norman Rockwell painting of a town, a community. Small town America. I'm talking about Walker, Minnesota. I'm talking about on the shores of Leech Lake, Chase on the Lake Resort. This Thanksgiving, why not come out to Chase and really relax? Bring the whole family. They have a great Thanksgiving family package that includes Thanksgiving dinner at the 502 restaurant and some fun activities. Festival of Lights Parade and lighting in the city of downtown Walker. Hot apple cider all weekend long. Cookie decorating and ornament decorating and open bowling in the Chaser's Alley. Does that sound like fun or what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet all for one low price starting at $349 for all three nights. Ask about condos and lakeside lodging as well. You're going to love Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota this Thanksgiving. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Phillip. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Facebook page of the Leaf North Dakota Legal Defense Fund. And there's a note here that says, I've personally been asked by law enforcement to refrain from making any editorial-type comments about the arrest of Craig Cobb and Keenan Dutton on Leaf's Facebook page or the Leaf website and willingly agree to do so as I'm now a witness to the crime. I now represent the City of Leaf as their media relations representative to research and make recommendations to the City Council whether or not to allow the news media, whether they are a newspaper, television station, or a documentary film company wishing to conduct interviews and or photograph or film the citizens of Leaf. This may sound a bit much for such a small town, but it's necessary in order to monitor those companies with an agenda for sensationalizing the situation in Leaf. Media relations in Leaf, North Dakota now because of what's going on here. Can you believe that? And Steve mentioned earlier they're talking about a reality show down there. That sad state of affairs, isn't it?
The webmaster speaking there, he was with the city councilman during this incident when they were installing cameras, just for clarification.
Right. So
that's why he's a witness.
Incredible. Yeah, and they'd put up some pictures, actually, while this was happening. I think that's one of the reasons it's in some of the newspapers. They were able to pull it up. And I'm looking at some of the photos here again. And Craig Cobb and Keenan Dutton were taken into custody this afternoon at 2:45 in Leaf, taken to the Mercer County Jail in Stanton. Charges pending, but it could include weapons charges as well as felony terrorizing with guns. Outdoors on property, looking as to where to install the cameras when the neo-Nazis began approaching us with Dutton carrying a rifle and Cobb sporting a shotgun. So they came within 10 feet of my camera clicking away. They marched on down the street and around town for another sweep of what they call their daily patrol.
Oh,
Mr. Cook and I both called 911, reported two armed men in the town approaching us, gave their names as we knew who they were. Shortly thereafter, the Grant County Sheriff's Department arrived within 30 minutes or so. After their investigation, placed the two men in handcuffs, drove away. Unbelievable. Imagine living in a little town and having life disrupted like that. A
couple of lunatics marching around with guns, screaming obscenities on their daily patrol. What do they think, they're Wyatt Earp or something?
I don't know.
It's just nuts.
Isn't it, though?
But when you're screaming obscenities, when you're sitting there with apparently a loaded gun, seems like That is, in fact, terrorism, and be interesting to hear what the particular laws they've broken, because I'm sure they have.
Yeah, and, you know, again, I think it just, the arguments can go away now as to, okay, hey, I disagree with them, but they have their rights, you know. They're crossing the line here. Anyway, we're going to get your take on that coming up in just a little bit. Mark Skogerbo is here, Mark the Freedom Poet. Joins us in the first hour of What's on Your Mind. Of course, hosts the Common Sense Club a little later on today as well. Also updates us on things that are happening in sports. And somewhat of a slow news day. So sports is kind of the story, and I bet there'll be a lot of water cooler talk today about the Vikes 41-20 loss to Seattle. because
they looked so good at the start of it. You know, we're playing really, really intense, good football, good defense. And Ponder, first a fumble, couple of interceptions. He just took the wind out of their sails again and again. He's done. I really believe Ponder is done. Although Castle came in, so for the third possession in a row, he threw an interception. Three interceptions in three possessions, that just isn't what you call stellar quarterbacking.
This is awful. Isn't it just plain awful?
And then you look at the Broncos playing an undefeated Kansas City team, flawless football. They do not have a weakness on their team. It was just stunning precision. Get interesting to see Peyton Manning gets to go back to New England for next Monday night's game, and then back, and then Kansas City plays the Broncos again. That's really the class three acts probably in football.
Did you see the Steelers at all?
Yeah, I did. They're pretty impressive bumblebees.
Yeah, they look like bumblebees. You know,
they
the,
did.
I don't know. I know that the NFL has this, I guess, this throwback jersey thing going on, but that was a little odd.
It really looked strange.
It did.
It didn't look very intimidating. It just looked like strange round things.
Yeah. When I first turned it on, I thought I was watching something like a soccer match in Europe or something, but not pretty.
Roethlisberger looked really stout, tremendous command of the pocket and timing, and he looked really great and played well.
Whatever happened to that Ravens-Bears game then? Bears win it? Bears won in overtime, I guess, 23-20.
Yeah, they did. But they were the funny thought that came to me is that the Bears were forced back into their cave. You know,
back into the den.
Yeah,
I felt bad for the folks though.
Oh man, what a horrible neighborhood and some little towns completely destroyed, and some deaths on top of it. So, you know, they were wise to take shelter for well over an hour.
Yeah, not pretty at all.
Probably the saddest thing of the whole sports day was Harvin did two things. First of all, he caught a circus catch, absolutely bounced up in the air, off his hands, and caught it, which led to a touchdown. Then he finally begged his coach into letting him return a kickoff. They had him on a count of so many plays, and you just see him like a panther in the end zone, and they kicked off to the side trying to avoid him. He sprinted over there, caught it on the dead drum, and boom, he's on the 50-yard line. That led to another touchdown. Harvin is really an astounding talent. I'm so sorry that we didn't have the leadership and the imagination to keep him, because he is truly, truly great.
So have you got a little better? You've been watching the T-Wolves in the Wild?
They're just looking great. The T-Wolves, the Wild beat Winnipeg. Koivu gets two goals last night, the captain. And so now they're in second place. Just behind Chicago, they've got more points than anybody in the Eastern Division, in the other division. They're really looking good and solid. And then on the Timberwolves front, Hummel is another great surprise. We're getting having a surprise the ninth almost. Like one night it's Corey Brewer, the next night our fabulous Rubio gets 16 assists. But Hummel, he comes in and he's just playing great. He started when Kevin Martin was ill. He gets 10 points and 4 rebounds as the Timberwolves get 124-95 victory. T-Wolves are looking really good. They're looking like a playoff team.
Give you a little hope anyway, right?
That's for sure.
All right. Anything else?
What the Bison? I mean, here we've got a world-class team.
Well, it's funny.
Absolutely.
We're lamenting the Vikings. We ought to just ignore them.
You know, we should just say Bison. The Bison are so amazing. And the thing that struck me more and more and more, a lot of teams play with them on adrenaline and intensity in the first half, but they're so well coached, they're so mature, they're so disciplined, they absolutely own the second half with such incredible intensity. It's just amazing. They are the best. And champs again. What is this, 30 championships? You know, very, very impressive. So now we get to see them make the run for the national championship.
35-17 over Youngstown State and another conference championship for the Bison. So
awesome.
It's better news.
That's much better news. You're right.
leave it to the fun news. Exactly right. Much, much better. All right, Mark, and you'll be back at it 2 to 5 this afternoon with the Common Sense Club, right?
Yeah, I got a great author, Thomas Boger, who's written a terrific book, Backstage at the Lincoln Assassination. You know how much I appreciate Lincoln, so I'll be back to talk to him, and we're gonna talk about Freedom Club events and that sort of thing.
Sounds good. We'll chat with you later. Mark Skogerbo, of course, here every weekday morning with us in the 8 o'clock hour to kick off What's on Your Mind, and also hosting his own show as chair of the Common Sense Club from 2 until 5. Brian Burgraff is back from Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. As we remind you that they have some fun packages, including for Thanksgiving weekend, all set, ready to go, and a wonderful meal here planned for the Chase. Brian, this website's really a great resource for folks, isn't it?
It really is. We have packages throughout the year on the website, so I'd always encourage people if they're looking to get away here to the great Chippewa National Forest, which is where Walker is located, right on the edge of Leech Lake, to check out our website any time of the year. But especially right now, we've got a lot of great packages on there. Actually, Teresa and I were just going over our plans for the float that we're going to be doing for the parade the Friday after Thanksgiving. The Chase always does a float for the parade, so we'll be there ourselves. We're not going to tell you what we're going to be doing. It's going to be a secret, but it's going to be good.
I can bank that. I know it. And you can take advantage of great package prices starting the 27th of November through the 1st of December. And three nights in a classic room for $349 for the entire package, or a classic condo for $449 for all three nights again. And you get live entertainment in the 502 on Friday and Saturday night. The parade Brian mentioned, lighting of the city at downtown Walker. That happens Friday, right?
That's right.
And they'll have cookie decorating, an ornament decorating, and open bowling in the Chaser's Alley. And
don't forget that package includes the dinner, the Harvest Buffet on Thursday of Thanksgiving. So right down here in the 502.
And I was just looking at that menu. It looks fabulous.
It's going to be good. I can smell the turkey cooking already.
How do folks book?
They're just, what they do is just go on the website, or else they can call us here at the Chase. Once they make their room reservation, we get them set up with a reservation down at the 502 between 11 and 3 o'clock on Thursday. Right now, we are starting to fill up, so that's why we recommend people get their times picked out as soon as they make their room reservation, just to make sure they get the time they want. And, of course, we'll have the 502 bar open as well, so if they want to catch any of the football games on that afternoon, that'll be going on as well.
Go to chaseonthelake.com, and you, of course, get a nice tour of Chase on the Lake and the 502 Bar and Restaurant, the Copper Door Veda Spa, and all the rooms and amenities here. And, of course, you can also call them at 888-242-7306, 888-242-7306. If you're like me and just need something that is easy to remember, 88-CHASE-06, 88-CHASE-06 is the toll-free telephone number. A lot of great deals, and if you can't make it for Thanksgiving weekend, there's midweek deals starting at like $69.
You bet, you bet. And don't forget, we're coming into December here now, so we've got the Christmas holidays coming up, New Year's. Don't forget about fishing. We've got Leisure Outdoors Adventure this year with brand new fish houses, and we're working with them again this year.
Snowmobiling and
snowmobiles.
All the fun.
Almost
thanks,
brand new.
We'll chat a little later on. Brian Burgraff from the Chase.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What's on your mind? Countdown to your phone calls. We'll talk about Leith, North Dakota today, the war on Christmas, Obamacare in the news. We actually have Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment, will join us on the latest issues with the rollout of Obamacare. And, you know, whether or not this ultimately is going to, we're hearing a lot of folks say this is the Obama administration's Katrina, where essentially it will disrupt the second term in such a way nothing will get done. We'll see what Phil says about that. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments on it as well coming up on the program today. Take a look at the forecast and the weather and how we're looking around the region today for you. And it looks like, you know, we can call ourselves lucky and blessed and everything else here and that we're well into November and the weather is still looking pretty darn good. Not too bad at all. So we'll tell you a little bit more about the weather forecast here in a moment. But right now I want to welcome back Teresa from the Chase on the Lake, one of the managers here and also the person that's in charge of that wonderful Copper Door Aveda Spa. How are you, Teresa?
Good, good. And I disagree on that weather. I think it's kind of cold out.
Do you? It could be colder, though.
But, you know, what a better day to be in the spa, though, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
I think we're going to have the 40s again today, though.
Well, okay. You know. Maybe it's time to put up those Griswold lights here at the Chase, then.
Exactly right. So, not too bad. I guess Fargo hit 34 degrees today. So, you know, that's not too terrible.
Oh, it's that time of year. You know, it is. We're excited. We're ready for the snow and the snowmobiles again, you know. It's a good time of year for us here at the Chase.
Exactly right. And this is a great spot to be. Now, we mentioned the retreat in April coming up. We want folks to circle the date there. Watch the website for that. But let's just take us on a little trip through the Copper Door Aveda Spa, Chase on the Lake.
You know, the Copper Door Spa, it's a smaller spa, but that's what we love about it. It's where you can come and just totally relax, take your time. There's no hurry coming in, going out. You can come in, use the steam showers. We have a beautiful little relaxation room with the citrus waters and teas and coffee. Everything from manicure, pedicures, body wraps, massages, facials. And we are an Aveda concept spa. So we use Aveda through all the services there in the spa.
What does that mean when you say you're an Aveda concept spa?
We have our therapists are all trained Aveda through the Institute in Minneapolis. We have continued education in the spa twice a year, so we know all the latest wonderful treatments, and we use the Aveda products through all the services.
So if folks are planning a weekend at Chase on the Lake, they go to the website, they find one of the packages, they sign up,
yep.
And then they should book ahead, really, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. When you book your room, you are going to want to book your services at the same time. So, you know, the front desk can just transfer you right down to the spa.
My wife and I did a couples massage one time we were on here. Just absolutely loved it.
Yeah. It's just a great time to come in and slow down and not watch the clock.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
And it's just a great atmosphere, so folks will love it.
Yes.
And again, the retreat weekend?
April 11th and 12th. Totally excited about this weekend. It's just going to be a great, great time.
Circle the calendar and plan for a wonderful, relaxing weekend.
And keep your eye on the website. We'll have lots more information about that package coming up.
Great to see you, Teresa.
Yeah, thanks.
You bet. We're Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota today, reminding you that there'll be kicking off all kinds of great packages. That Thanksgiving weekend will be a blast here at Chase on the Lake. They're also doing the Griswold Family Vacation Weekend, December 6th and 7th. We'll tell you a little bit more about that as we go throughout the program today of What's on Your Mind. Okay, as I mentioned, it'll be mid-30s today in Fargo, so not bad. Partly sunny skies, west wind around 5, shifting to the south in the afternoon. Partly cloudy, mid-20s tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, mid-40s. The wind's dying down here a little bit. That was kind of the rough part of the weekend, the wind whipping around pretty good. By Wednesday, though, there is a chance of light snow in the forecast in the afternoon, mid-30s, mostly cloudy skies. Thursday, partly sunny, mid-20s, and Friday, 25 to 30, so we'll cool off a little later on. In the patch, sunny today. Some fog this morning that's burning off. Not quite as cold again, mid-40s, southwest wind around 10. Cloudy tonight, low 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 40s with a southwest wind at 5 to 10. I'm sorry, that's nice. Partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a chance of snow after midnight. Low 15 to 20, and Wednesday partly sunny. There's some snow in the forecast there, and we will cool off again by Wednesday in the patch, too, as we get down to highs 15 to 20. A 20-degree swing from mid-40s today to 15 to 20 on Wednesday. That's why I want you to enjoy this weather while it's here. Low 20s Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday, partly cloudy. Lows around 10, highs in the mid-20s. Right now, Tioga's 7 degrees, so it's cold now, but going to warm up nicely. How do we go from 7 to 41 degrees? I'll figure that out. Looks like Williston, rather, 13 degrees at this hour. Heading for 45 there. Minot, 16 at this hour, headed for 39 degrees. And Fargo, 25 at this hour, with the north-northwest wind at 9 miles an hour, and heading for a high right around 34 degrees. It's 24 here in Walker. And it is only going to be 28 today in, lake country. So a little cooler out here as well. Anyway, checking the weather for you on the program. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, we are going to open up the phones on Leith, North Dakota. Steve Bach, a little different take on these two wielding guns than yours truly. We're going to chat with Phil Kirpin on Obamacare. The latest at the bottom of the hour, Linda Walker, the mother of Drew Shudeen, in the 10 o'clock hour, I guess. In the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments. So let's chat. Coming up next on What's on Your Mind, we'll go ahead.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. For decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620 or check them out online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.